Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From high atop the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast, joined in the press box by analyst Richard Pollock and producer Michael Remus. I'm your host, Drew Mindell. The Winnipeg Jets victors tonight over the New Jersey Devils by a 3-1 margin. Richard, this was a game that would not be considered aesthetically pleasing, but it would be pleasing in the box score for any Winnipeg Jets fans as they do collect the victory on a night that they were the better of the two teams.
Yeah, they were the better of the two teams, Drew, and you mentioned it. I mean, we've talked about it on the show many times. If they're going to be a good team, they have to buy into this defensive system, and they have. There's no doubt about that. And boring game. Not much happened, really. How many two-on-ones, no breakaways, nothing like that. And but hey, again, if you're going to get results, then the fans are going to be okay with it. At the end of the day, they were standing up cheering at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, during the game, there wasn't much going on, but that's the way they're going to be winning. So that's people better get used to it, and I think they can if they're going to win, and they have been.
We can pretty much skip over the first period. There wasn't anything going on in terms of goals scored.
Or anything.
The Jets did have a two-man advantage, albeit for only 18 seconds, but they didn't capitalize at all. Power play again tonight was atrocious, going 0-for-5.
Yeah, power play looked good against Carolina, and since that game, it's just looked dreadful. So will there be some change? You know, I liked what I saw in that game. In the past few games, I haven't liked what I've seen. Personnel is the biggest issue as far as I'm concerned, but you might see some change in the setup and in different things there. Again, they're limited in that regard, but they've changed the lines up, and three goals last game in the third period with the different lines, mm-hmm. A little bit amended based upon the fact that Shipley was back tonight. But overall, you might see change there because isn't working.
The power play isn't working.
So there's something to change there. And you're not even generating chances. I mean, the power play in the third period there, it might as well have been 5-on-5. I mean, they weren't getting the puck out at all. So the Jets have been doing all this. Again, if you're a Jets fan, you got to say, hey, you know, we're playing well. We're winning. Our penalty kill's been awesome, but we're winning, and our power play's been terrible. And even strengthening, all right, yeah, not bad, but there's room to improve, and you're winning, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely, that's a good way of putting it. The Jets did open the scoring early in the second period. It came at the 1:54 mark of the period. Matthew Perreault gets his first of the year, first as a Winnipeg Jets player, assist to Mark Stewart. Good play by Stewart. Nice backhand by Perreault. Nice screen by Byfuglien.
Yeah, it's kind of an innocuous play, Drew. It's a pick play, actually. That's what happens. It's a pick play. And Havlat's guy is Stewart. Havlat doesn't get out. He gets picked. And because it takes so long, Stewart's gliding down the boards. Eliash, who's the center, has got to jump out to defend him. When Eliash jumps out to defend him being the guy who's supposed to be in front of the net, being the center defensively, following the center to the net, Perreault's the center, of course.
Right.
And on that play, Eliash got to jump out because Havlat doesn't get out there because of the pick play. Perreault gets open for a second. Stewart finds him. Nice quick back end. 1-0.
Yeah.
And those are the small things. The Jets are doing a lot of small things. They're putting guys, and we'll talk about this tomorrow night on NHL Midweek, making sure the guys in the draws are on the strong side. You got some set-up plays. That was a little thing there that worked. And the pick plays you'll see a lot. Jets don't, I mean, they do it, but it hasn't necessarily worked a ton. Tonight it worked.
So the Jets were able to open the scoring, as I said, at the 1:54 mark. Doesn't take them much longer. It only takes them another minute and 44 seconds to make it 2-0. Goal is given to Mark Scheifele. For all of us up here, could have sworn it was Adam Lowry, but there hasn't been a goal. Hasn't been any sort of change. So Mark Scheifele gets his third of the year. Assist to Michael Frolik and Zach Bogosian on this one. Just a bad rebound by Corey Schneider in my mind.
Yeah, it wasn't a great rebound. I like what Frolik does here. Cuts into the middle, puts the puck on net. And the Jets have been getting a lot of tip shot rebound goals, and they had a rebound goal later in the game. Frolik comes right to left. He likes to play the right side. That's your advantage, right? When you're playing the right side, you step over, you come to the middle, you have your off wing. Puts the puck on net, low shot. And what's he really going to do there in terms of the rebound, Drew? Maybe like to kick it in the corner like Marty Brodeur. But
just smother the puck almost more than anything.
I don't think there.
It wasn't a hard shot by Frolik.
It wasn't, but I mean, he got the rebound there. I think it went off his pad.
I thought it was chest. I don't remember for sure, but we'll look. And like I said,
in any event, you know, Adam Larson is the defender there, and Steven Gionta leaves Scheifele, and Scheifele scores. And Steven Gionta, while he's a winger, he's the guy back who's got Scheifele, and he missed him. So that was a blown play, you could say. Larson should have recovered a bit, but to me that was Gionta's guy who got wide, and maybe Lowry would have put it in any event, and then it would have been Larson's fault because they both kind of lost their guy. But, you know, the Jets' goals tonight came from pretty innocuous plays that just resulted in something happening. And again, you know, when you see them play, the complicated stuff that they're trying isn't working, and the goals are always simple. So you wonder if they're going to continue to simplify their game a bit. I'm talking especially about, you know, Wheeler, those guys. Sometimes they're trying to make a little bit too many nice plays, and instead of just putting the puck on net and going for rebounds and that. To be honest, I mean, the way they're playing now, the defensive style and all the stuff that they're doing, it kind of goes into that simplicity. Maybe you'll see it more, but it has been working when they've been doing it.
Sure, simplify the defense, simplify the offense, and it's going to lead to good things. 2-0 Winnipeg after 40 minutes. The Devils, I mean, the shots on goal, and they're not always indicative of everything, but the shots on goal were 23-9 for the Jets after 40
minutes. The game's
over
after. I mean, the Devils were the better team in the third. Obviously, they're going to bring it a little more, but the way the Jets are playing and hardly doing anything risky.
The Devils the Devils made it 2-1.
Yeah, and they hit the post, but...
Yeah.
In this day and age, when you're playing in this style, up to nothing at home, most often, and again, they won the game. Most often, the game's over.
Devils made it 2-1, 1:13 into the second period with Andrew Ladd sitting in the penalty box for interference. Marty Havlat gets his third of the year, assist to Patrick Eliash and Damian Brunner on this one. Probably it's on Michael Hutchinson more than anyone, to my mind, but I think you might have a different opinion.
You know, Hutchinson was good tonight. He's probably got to squeeze that. It's a nice, quick backhand pass by Havlat. Then Eliash breaks through the middle. And, I mean, Anstrom and Bogosian, excuse me, don't want to have a guy like Eliash, who's not the, you know, he's a good skater, but he's skated better in his career. He's obviously older now.
104 years
old. He splits the D kind of, and he gets in, and Bogosian comes to help, and then the puck's put on net. It's not the hardest shot, and the puck's sitting there in the crease. So you could say, you know, Bogosian could have cleared it. Tough play. Shifley could have maybe manned up and looked who was coming because Havlat was the trailer. But at the end of the day, it's one of those goals where those happen. It's a kind of a bad rebound play, and then you get scrambling, and you think the goalie has it. So I don't really I would probably agree with you, Drew, that Hutchinson, if anybody, but I thought he played one goal. Not that he was challenged much, but he played a solid game again.
Yeah, I thought he played well. I have no problem with how he played. I thought he was fighting the puck a little bit, and to his credit, I mean, or fortunate that he didn't get tested pretty much at all during the game.
Yeah, I mean, Jersey's offense is not a run the netminder traffic offense. It's a seam play, quick shot, pass offense, risky passes, things like that. So, that was probably... You know, if he was going to have a game like this tonight where he didn't seem as comfortable as maybe he was in the previous games and he's looked really good, this was the team to have it against. You know, if you're playing against a team like Boston or the Blues or something who are going to crash the net, if you're fighting it a bit and they're going to get the rebounds, then the jersey's not getting the rebounds.
Yeah, that's right. And, even if he was fighting it and if he didn't look that sharp, it's a win and it's a good save percentage in the column goals against average and everything else only improved tonight.
Yeah, and again, you get rest for your starter. And
sure.
You challenge a starter, frankly. If you keep playing this well, you're going to challenge a starter. So
yeah, that's a good problem to have for the Winnipeg Jets. They finally iced the game as the Devils sort of did take the puck to them a little bit in the third
Cavalier
period.
Hits the post on a shot from the left, top of the left circle. He was good tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, he beat Hutchinson there. And
He got beat twice, Hutchinson, where there were two goalposts. Jager had one earlier in the game.
That's right, also
and,
true.
And Camilleri rang that one.
And I thought Jager and Camilleri were the Devils' two best players.
Well, the Devils would usually take them.
Yes and no. I mean, Drew, it's incredible to think the Jager's... I thought Jager's the best forward on the ice today. He's 43. It's amazing.
Yeah.
What a skill. I mean, he can't skate anymore, but...
Can't get him off the puck when he's on it.
God, you think about, and lucky enough to be able to watch him in his prime. Yeah. Think about that. Basically, it's that player with quicker, and he can skate. Because tonight he looks like he is a bit. I'm telling you, best forward on the ice, best forward on the ice tonight.
Yeah,
I thought.
Michael Frolik ends the game. Makes it 3-1 for the Jets at the 16:07 mark of the third period.
He played a good game.
He gets his fourth of the year, assist to Adam Lowry. And we'll talk more tomorrow on midweek about the rearranged lines that the Jets put out up front, especially as a forward group. But I like this line, and this was a good shot from Lowry. Probably a bit too big of a rebound, and Frolik puts it in the back of the net.
Simple play, you know. Lowry gets around the defender, fires the puck low for a rebound. And Frolik goes to the net. Simple plays. The Jets have been using that rebound play somewhat, you know, in terms of the shot. Lots of teams do now, the intentional shot for a rebound.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what that was. And that was their best line probably tonight. Really played well. I thought Shifley, Lowry, and Frolik, it's a nice mix. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But nothing too complicated about that.
Yeah.
And nothing needing to be too complicated about that.
In terms of time on ice for the Jets tonight, it appears as though they were led at the back end by Toby Enstrom. He played 24 minutes and 5 seconds. In terms of the forward group, Evander Kane at 21-17.
He fired from everywhere. I mean, he was all over the ice. He's got to stop shooting every single thing every time he has the puck, but he was going tonight.
Credited with 4 shots on goal. I swear it had to have been more.
He's just firing from everywhere, but you know, really good pickup in his game. He was skating really well.
Yeah, I'll give credit to Remus. Evander Kane's new nickname is going to be the Gunslinger, just like Brett Favre used to throw it all the time. Yeah. Evander Kane's going to shoot from everywhere. He's now the Gunslinger on the Winnipeg Jets. Anyways, the Jets are next in action Thursday evening as they host the Detroit Red Wings in Game 2 of this 3-game homestand. Join us tomorrow, 6 p.m. NHL midweek on TSN 1290. Already confirmed to join us is Red Wings play-by-play announcer Ken Daniels, so you can look forward to that. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve, facebook.com/IllegalCurve, and our website with the latest Winnipeg Jets and NHL news, including audio from the Jets dressing room, is IllegalCurve.com. For producer Remus and analyst Richard Pollock and Dave Manuk, of course, of IllegalCurve.com, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks for listening to the Illegal Curve postgame podcast. We'll see you tomorrow night, 6 p.m., NHL midweek on TSN 1290.